let us move to 961.
City Fleet awarded national recognition as a certified fleet management operation.
This keeps happening. Our fleet keeps attracting national attention and getting awards, and it's a good thing. So our team, starting with Fred Miller, are here to talk about why OMF, and there we go. We have to build a bigger shelf over there the way this is.
There you go.
Thank you. Fred Miller, Office of Management Finance. This is strictly an opportunistic visit for me to be associated with a success I've had nothing to do with. But I want to introduce it. But prior to that, it's kind of been interesting sitting here. I don't know that anyone would know that Claire Carter, who is sitting right here from Maplewood, is one of the only people who's finished 50 marathons in 50 states. There are all kinds of personalities behind the people testifying. And I think Don Bach has walked as many miles as that. I've actually walked that territory of the trail with him at an earlier time, trying to figure out how to deal with the city. When I was a silent retiree, I had no idea. So today, when I got my job, I looked and saw what kind of responsibilities were under it, and I noted that fleet was there, and I've had fleets before in previous jobs, and I thought, we need somebody who's really good at customer service, making vehicles available. We really need an all-star there, not knowing who is there. And lo and behold, we have one. And I looked back through the records, and he was the American Public Works Association Public Fleet Professional Manager of the Year prior to coming here, and I think you intelligently hired him. And then the city of Portland was named the number one fleet for 2011 by Government Fleet Magazine, and was named Elite Fleet 2012, 2013, 2014. So there's tremendous performance out there, and I watched that. I talk to John often enough, but I have a lunch where random employees show up every Friday, and four or five people, and we talk. And every time there's someone from Fleet, they're focused, they're interested in performing, and they want to be the best, not just the best public sector fleet, but the best fleet, public or private. And as recently as yesterday, we met with Multnomah County talking about how we might do their fleet operation as well, because they, too, want to be associated with success and getting things done. So I'm really happy just to introduce this because I admire what these people do. And it's in terms of customer service and focus, it's a model for the city.
Thank you. Good morning, John. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning, Mayor and City Commissioners. It's just wonderful to be here. We're just pleased and proud to be before you today. And to provide more information about the significance of being a certified fleet management operations. The Government Fleet Alliance is a group of folks that came together to put this program together, and they're really saying that we're industry competitive. So they took a look at many different categories within a fleet. They looked at all of our goals, our business plan, our performance measurement that goes along with our goals, our computer systems, shop equipment, the facilities, staffing and qualifications. And we have ASC Masters. We're at 42% now of ASC Master certified technicians. We looked at our activity-based costing, our productivity analysis, all of our policies and procedures, our preventative maintenance program, our workflow and communication, our predictive maintenance program, which means that we look into the crystal ball and fix things before they break as best we can so that things don't break during the height of a season, such as road building and so forth. The utilization management program, which, as you recall in our last budget, we went through a complete study of the entire fleet and looked at all of the utilization. Our replacement program, accounting and billing. In fact, we have folks from business operations here today. And, I really see this very much as a win for the city of Portland. This is not really about me, and it's not really about just us. But if you think about all the areas that we touch, like our emergency management program, we touch PBIM. If we're looking at working with our computers, we have BTS helping us. When we looked at our accounting and billing, again, BizOps was right there with us. We looked at our parts inventory, our fuel management programs, vehicle procurement, and safety and environmental policy. The reason I read through that list is because you can see it's a pretty extensive testing procedure, and there was actually an outside person that took a look and did a review, and again, consider us as industry competitive, so it really wouldn't, you know, serve the city well to exchange us with an outside entity. So that's very important to us. This is something that we've really been working on for a long time, probably close to 9 years, so it's not something that comes easy. In fact, there are 300 fleets that are actively pursuing. And Portland, I'm very proud to tell you today that Portland, Oregon, is only one of 15 that are certified by this very rigorous testing and certification program. So I'm extremely proud of it. I'm very proud of our labor management committee, who they came with me today. We have Marvin Abbott, who's the business agent for the Machinist Union, who's part of our LMC as well, who joined us today. And again, very pleased to introduce Frank Wilson, who's to my left, who is the co-chair with me on the LMC, and I thought he might mention a couple of things about our work together.
Great. Thank you. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Council. I just want to impress upon everybody that this was like a team effort from everybody, from you guys, from from Mr. Miller to Mr. Brian Inge, between me and John Hunt. It's one of those where everybody came together and worked together, you know, fluently for our goal. And I think we're very happy for the City of Portland to win this award as a certified fleet. And it's like Mr. John Hunt said, I don't see that as, you know, us saying, you know, oh, look, but I think that the City of Portland has won, and it's not something that, you know, by us winning this award, it gives us the ability to serve the City of Portland much, much better. So I'm very happy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks very much.
What are all the trades that are represented in our workforce and fleet?
Well, there's a lot. We have all of the mechanics.
I'm sorry. I mean, who are all the labor partners?
As far as each individual,
we have machinists.
189. Yeah. We have, is it 483? We have ASME.
Laborers.
And the machinists, yes. So
the laborers, ASME, and the machinists?
Correct. Yeah.
That's terrific. Well, we should acknowledge that.
Great.
Well, and that's the thing. We're just here as a representative sample. You know, we have a night shift that they're home asleep right now, but they worked all night last night. And we have a person up in the watershed right now working hard, and we'll be there when it's snowing on them. When the snow and ice hit, you know this, we were there around the clock fixing things. So this is really a representation of the pit crew that keeps the city rolling all the time, and that's why I'm just so pleased to be here to share their story with you, because it's a significant thing for the city to acknowledge and appreciate. And thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate you recognizing the different the unions. In fact, I'd like to take a moment to thank you, because the work through the collective bargaining agreement, and that enables us to retain quality staff. And we just went through a recent hire, and we're able to pull in some real journey-level top technicians from local dealerships and so forth. And I don't think we would have been able to be an employer of choice without your support. So we would ask for your continued support into the future.
That's great. Well, thank all three of you. Are there others that want to speak on this recognition as well?
I just like to say that I think this is one of the major things that helped this go along was our LMCs. Because LMC, I mean, we go there, we tackled every problem, trying to make it as fluid as possible. Yeah. And so I think that helps out quite a bit.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, all three. Looks like there's somebody else that does want to come up and speak. Come on up. Good morning.
Mr. Mayor, Council, I just wanted to speak real briefly. I am the labor representative for the IAM, the machinist, and just kind of to show you how important this is to the union, to me, is that, you know, I've been in this business for over 45 years. I've been full-time for over 25 years. I've worked in Washington, Oregon, California, and Idaho, and I'm here to tell you that I've recently gotten this assignment about 6 months ago, and I've been extremely impressed and really, really pleased. I consider this an opportunity and a privilege. This group, crew, and this leadership team, beyond anybody I've ever dealt with in my entire tenure, is the best of the best, and it's everything that they do. And so I just wanted to thank the crew for the hard work that they've done, my members, and you for the support, and reiterate what John said about the collective bargaining unit. That is a key component. You know, you get the best when you pay well and you invest in the training, and obviously you're getting a real benefit from it. So thank you.
I had a question. Since we all have LMCs in our bureaus that we work with, if you were to just identify one factor that is critical to the success of a labor management committee process based on your experience, what would it be?
I would put a name to it. It's probably John Hunt. I've never been more impressed with a leader that, his patience, his consideration, his commitment is absolutely instrumental to the success of this.
That's great to hear.
Thank you, sir.
Could you give us your name for the record, please?
Marvin Abbott.
Marvin. Well, thank you all. We'd like to associate ourselves with your success and take a picture with your award, if we might, and the team that's here from Fleet. You all, this is the workforce that keeps us doing our job. And describing your folks as the pit crew for city government is a good description, because we literally get the work done every day with hundreds of vehicles, and if they don't work, we don't serve the public. So this is a good opportunity for us to remind everyone, ourselves as well as others, of how important that work is. But the fact that our folks are the best in the business is really something wonderful, and you all to be congratulated. We really appreciate that, and bravo. Thank you. Let's take a picture.
Come on, guys.
Thank you.
Everybody on the corner is
saying,
by the window. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, that's good. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good job.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Outstanding. That's great. Okay.